Mishnah Hey, as we have seen, one is only allowed to give a bismillah to a baby if it's his eighth day on Shabbos. It follows that if it's a doubt as to whether it's its eighth day, then one is not allowed to break Shabbos for it in case it's not actually its eighth day, in which case that will be a Shabbos violation and forbidden. Therefore, if, for example, one is not sure which day of the week a baby was born, then he would never be able to have a bismillah on Shabbos. And because of this, it follows that Katan Nimo Lishmoina, a baby could have a bismillah on its eighth day, or Lashisha on its ninth day, V'la'asara, or its tenth day, V'la'acharasar, or its eleventh day, or L'shneimasar, even on its twelfth day, and we're discussing a totally healthy baby. L'pachas V'la'yaseh, not less and not more, meaning one can never have a bismillah before the eighth day, and a healthy baby would never have it afterwards because it's supposed to have it as soon as it's ready to have a bris milah. Now, how exactly do we get to all of these days? So the Mishnah asks, Haketzad, how so? Kedarkai, the regular case would be Lishmeina on the eighth day. And as we have learned, even if the eighth day falls on Shabbos, if we know for sure that this is the eighth day of the baby's life, then it can have the bris milah on Shabbos. However, Nulad Levin HaShemoshes, if it was born during Bein HaShemoshes, which is the period of the day where the day turns into the night, and it's a halachic doubt as to whether that's considered daytime or nighttime. So since in halacha, the day starts with the nighttime, if a baby is born during Bein HaShemoshes, it's really a doubt as to when he was born. So in that case, Nimo Lishmoina L'Sisha, he should receive a brismila on its ninth day, and this is even without Shabbos, because one is never able to receive a brismila before its eighth day. It's not considered valid, but after the eighth day, it is considered valid, and therefore this baby should receive the brismila on the day where it's either his eighth day or his ninth day of his life, to make sure that it is a valid bris milah. Bein HaShemoshes shel Erev Shabbos. If he was born during Bein HaShemoshes, during this doubtful time on Erev Shabbos, say it's not sure whether he was born on Friday or already on Shabbos. So since he was born during Bein HaShemoshes, during this twilight time, so he would generally need to have his bris milah on the 8th/9th day. But in this case, that would fall on Shabbos. And since one is not allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos, unless it's definitely the 8th day of the child's life, he'll have to wait until the Sunday afterwards, and that is really the 9th or 10th day of the baby's life. So Nimel Asara, he receives his bris milah on the 10th day, which is really the 9th or 10th day. The Mishnah is just bringing out the fact that it could be the 10th day. Now, in the same case as we just had, what happens if Yom Tov achar Shabbos? If the day after Shabbos was a Yom Tov, it's also forbidden to violate Yom Tov for the sake of a bris milah, unless it's the 8th day. And therefore, you'll have to wait until the Monday, so Nimel Acharosar, the baby would receive his bris milah on the 10th/11th day. And if it was Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, if it was a 2-day Yom Tov, for example, Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael, so then this baby would have to receive his bris milah only on the Tuesday, which is either the 11th or 12th day. But since the Mishnah wants to bring out the fact that it can have a bris milah later, the latest it would be that it has his bris milah is Nimel L'Shneimasar. It could come out that he has his bris milah on the 12th day, even though it was a totally healthy baby. So that was all with a healthy baby. The Mishnah says, however, Katan Achole, a baby who is ill, and therefore it might pose a danger to the baby's life if he is given a bris milah. Ein Malin Osa Ad Shiavri, it is forbidden to give him a bris milah until he becomes healthy again and there is no risk to his life. And only then would you give him a bris milah, and in fact the Gemara adds that they need to wait an entire week after the baby is healed, after he becomes healthy, to make sure that the illness has totally gone away, and there is no danger at all in doing the bris milah.